Whitmore Lake Public Schools officials need to consider other options to avoid falling into deficit. Voters in that district approved annexation, but residents in Ann Arbor Public Schools rejected the plan.
The yeses were 42.58%. The noes were 57.42%.
Disappointment for Whitmore Lake Schools officials as Washtenaw Intermediate School District Superintendent Scott Menzel announces results on the annexation vote in Ann Arbor. School Board Trustee Ken Dignan says Whitmore Lake remains resilient and will do what's best for kids. In the short run, this includes contract negotiations with district employees as an effort to stay out of deficit. Longer term, they'll make sure state lawmakers keep up with vows to make consolidation of districts a better option.
Make school districts that do this kind of thing whole. Don't make it so the larger school district loses in the end. Other incentives to do so, we'll talk to them about that too.
Ann Arbor Public Schools officials that supported the annexation plan saw it as a unique opportunity to add students and per-pupil funding that comes with them. Superintendent Janice Swift says the growth strategy was in place before the annexation proposal, and adding students remains the best way to move Ann Arbor schools forward.
We are innovating. We're extending our programming to meet the needs of our community. We will continue to extend and enhance and update and innovate and grow our way forward. That's our plan, and we'll continue with that plan.
Swift says the district will also continue to shine a light on the school funding crisis across Michigan. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.